Next item on the agenda, Mr. Travelstead.
Mr. Beckwith was provided last week with a copy of the staff evaluation on his proposal to place a pound net at the mouth of Magetang Creek on the eastern shore. He contacted us yesterday and asked that his application be withdrawn. So that's no longer necessary for you to consider that. Additionally, he asked to move or to place that pound net on the south side of Parker's Island, which is still in the area, but on the outside of Parker's Island, rather than in the thoroughfare that is a high traffic area. He wants to place it in a location where previously another pound netter had placed a net. And in doing so, he's asking that you grant him permission to do that without having to go through an additional 30-day public comment period and consideration. I don't have the information to know precisely where he wants to put it, except that he named the fisherman, Hayes Angle, who previously had a net at that point. The regulation, if you look at the regulation, it speaks to the placement of nets at new locations. Now, whether you can, it's been several years since that net was there. So whether you consider this a new location or not is up to your interpretation.
Jack, in this situation, the road to hell is paved with good intentions. If we go ahead right now and authorize that without going through according to the regulation, I appreciate Mr. Beckwith's willingness to compromise and do that. I'm just a little concerned, but I'll leave it up to what the rest of the commission members say. If it had been a net that's established now and he's just transferring going into it, I would say, yeah, but if it's been 2 years.
It's been several years.
Yeah. I agree with you.
Yeah. Jack, just tell him thank you very much, but I think that deviates from the intent of the regulation too much for us to authorize that.
I told him I would present that and would inform him of
and
the
we,
decision.
Really, honestly, I do appreciate the fact that in light of the opposition that he had for his location, that he has reconsidered. That means a lot and will carry significant weight, I would think, at least with me, if I have a tie vote. But anyway, I just don't think that we can deviate from the intent of the regulation that much.
Mr. Chairman, do you need a motion to have a public hearing on that item next month, or is that automatic by application when he makes the application?
The regulation requires him to post notice of the new location and allow 30 days for public comment. If there are no negative comments, then there's no hearing.
Right.
Okay, thank you.
Did y'all just, the staff just
yep.
Commits it?
Yep. No opposition. We can issue it. Thank you for the consideration. Thank you, Jack. Next, recommendations, Recreational Fishing Advisory Board, Sonia.
And for the new members, my name is Sonia Davis. I haven't made a presentation for you new folks yet. Hopefully this will be real quick. This is only one item. We're asking to increase the annual operating budget for the Virginia Saltwater Fishing Tournament up to $214,000 for this year and for subsequent years. The projected amount available in the recreational fund for September of 2007 is about $3.2 million. So, unless you have any questions.
This specific item of increase is simply for housekeeping needs and different things and keeping up with the set.